Blog Talk Radio.
I think I farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys.
I thought you said you were playing Katy Perry.
I thought I was.
Oh no, did I get too close? Oh, did I almost see what's really on the inside? All your
First, okay. Well, for the longest time, I've been getting the vibe that I'm never gonna go back to work. And the Lord just randomly a while ago gave me a job at Home Depot. I wasn't even trying to get one. It was basically handed to me. And even after I got it, I think the reason he did give it to me was to keep my family life at ease, because my dad was getting really upset that I wasn't getting any, you know, job progress done. And so that was causing lots of trouble and everything. And so the Lord just randomly just gave me this job at Home Depot. So I was like, okay, so it's been keeping things a lot easier. And even though I got the job, I didn't get my start date until this Saturday. And last night he told me I'm not going to be working at Home Depot, and I start Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. West Coast time. So I guess that's my my date set. But, yeah, I was hoping that would encourage some people. So.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't think I'll be getting this iPad that is supposedly getting to Alabama by Friday. So we shall see what happens to the iPad if we're still here Friday, because I'm not getting the iPad.
Yeah, I think Dustin got a word that we're out of here by Sunday because of daylight savings or something like that. So I really think it's this weekend, or not, if not today. So.
Right. Didn't he get another word too? Something about did he? Or am I making that up?
I don't know.
Not sure. Also, me and Luco, you know, we're just like everyone else. We're kind of just completely detached from reality of this world. And, I mean, it's kind of hard to pretend like you're a normal person when you're just not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the Rapture Center Church is not normal. You have a high calling, and it's not easy to be completely detached.
Yeah.
Or this long.
And
even though it's really
because
not that long, I mean, God's speeding time up, I can feel it, but it's still, you know, another day passes, and we're not going to lie, we're just like you, and it's not discouraging, but
we're
just want to say that we can relate to everyone and what they're going through. Right?
Yeah, I mean, when someone gets to the end of the marathon, they're not going to be all happy, happy, joy, joy, waltzing through the finish line. They're going to be exhausted, you know? So kind of how we are, really. I mean, we're right at the end, but we're really tired. So.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're just a complete crackhead and you're just happy all day, every day anyway. So.
Right.
Like Judy.
Judy, I'm looking at the chat room right now. Did you want to talk right now? Judy said, I'm a crackhead, happy all day.
Yeah. Judy, like, you shared something having to do with your sister with me last night or something. You should, like, totally get on here and talk about that.
She's here.
Okay.
I'm right here. Let's go, Cuckoo.
All right, Judy Booty.
I forget. You'll have to text me and remind me, because I'm a Rapture retard. I forget stuff. So.
No, I'm asking you today because I forgot.
Oh, it was powerful. Something powerful happened with my sister last night, but Luco and I both can't remember. Okay, so my son and I, we couldn't find our cats, and we thought God translated them, and we were so excited. We were running around the house, praise God.
The only place they were beat was under the bed. You got me too.
Can you guys hear John?
Yeah.
Can you hear him? Okay,
yeah.
So we're running around the house all excited because we thought God took them first just to surprise us, and we're going next. And we looked everywhere. They never go under my sister's bed ever, okay? And so I'm like, yes, they're really gone. And we were so excited. And then he goes, Mom, I found them under the bed. And we're like, we're really retards, aren't we? I go, we're true.
Yeah.
You know you're a Rapture retard if you think God took your pets first? Because then little John, he asked God, he said, God, are you going to take our pets first? And God's like, no, I wouldn't do that. They're getting translated with you.
Wow.
I thought that was funny. Okay, I have another. Anyway, and then we're also retards because now we wake up at noon. And today I got all mad at myself because I woke up before noon. I'm like, oh, I got up early at 10:30. Gross. So I went back to bed. And that's a rapture retard right there. God gave me this condition, so I brag about it. Okay, next story. Last night, God asked, Nate asked God, he said, God, are you going to get rid of all the animals in the animal shelters when you take us? And God said, yes, you guys, I'm like an animal lover, okay? Like, I want to go in the animal shelter and break them all out of there. I really do. Sometimes we just go to the animal shelter just to pet animals and love on them. Is anyone hearing me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to do.
Yeah.
We rescued both our dogs. So.
Totally. We love to go do that. And my heart just goes out to animals. I hate seeing them behind bars. It really makes me sad. So he asked God if they're going to all be taken in the rapture. And God said, yes. So not only is he going to take your pet that you love when you get translated, in the worldwide rapture, he's going to take all the animals. And he asked God, are you going to leave any animals? And God said, I'm only going to leave some cattle for my purposes. Yeah, he said to fulfill prophecy and stuff, but he said his hand will be on the animals that he leaves behind. But I just thought that was so cool. Like, he was really letting John know that, but my hand will be on them. Like, he really loves all of his creation. You know, he really does. I mean, proof is that I have so much love for my cats. It's really, it's God's heart. It can only be God's heart that I love my cats so much. One of my cats, the girl one, the one we call Prophet Sammy, my heart melts for her because she's the sweetest little kitty. She just does nothing wrong. She likes to go and take the ponytail out of my hair, and she likes to chew on the rubber band and try to get it out of my hair. And then she pulls my hair out with it, and that's kind of annoying. But she's just the sweetest little thing, and I just feel God's heart of love for my cat. And for the other one, Bubby, he's like God's comedian cat. I mean, this cat makes us laugh. He climbs greens. He climbs windows. Now he jumps in the tub. And what's the latest thing he did? He plays fetch like a dog. You throw the ball and he brings it back. So I'll try to get that on iPad so that I can make a video and show you guys. But anyway, yeah, sometimes God hits me really hard with love for animals. It's just a fun, it comes out of nowhere. I mean, I love animals, period. But every now and then I love them so much. It's like I just pet them all day and kiss on them. And yeah, so that's kind of cool that he definitely is removing all the pets. He told little John he's removing all the pets at the worldwide rapture, but he will leave some cattle behind, you know, like cattle that men will need for his purpose. And God said he'll leave some animals behind to fulfill prophecy. Isn't that just the coolest thing, you guys?
Yeah.
I just think God's cool. It's like, how could we think he doesn't love? You know, we just think that he only loves us, people. Yeah. He loves everything he created. He loves ants. He loves everything. If he knows the number of hairs in our head and the birds he feeds them, he's got his eye on everything. So, because I was feeling kind of bad for the animals that are going to be in the trib, and after God told little John that, I felt so much better. He told John, he goes, I'm watching over all of them. The ones that I leave behind are going to fulfill prophecy and they'll be here for a purpose, but I'm watching them. I mean, isn't God cool, you guys? He's just awesome.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be like ants in heaven.
Well, you can ask, because since we're so bored and we're so rapture retarded, we ask stupid questions all day, and sometimes God answers us and sometimes he doesn't. So feel free to just pester God all day as long. If, you know, I figure if you're going to be rude enough to keep me here another day, well, I'm going to be rude enough to bug you and pester you, you know?
Yeah, make him hurry up.
I really did wake up in a good mood. I'm sorry you're being bipolar today. I am bipolar with God some days, but he's been in a really good mood the last couple days. I mean, we're just really happy over here. But you know, I know what you're talking about, Lugo and Katie, with those bipolar days with God. I mean, he's the one that causes all of it. He causes us to share in his emotions. And you know what? If you're impatient and dissatisfied, well, Jesus is too, because John saw Jesus arguing with God. Let me get them now. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. No? Jesus is getting impatient with God the Father, too. He's like, let me get them. Anyway, I don't have to make any more videos. I like to do them once in a while, but I was waiting to share that story with you guys about the animals, what he told Little John last night. And I'll probably do that on the evening shows. I'll just kind of share. But it's really for family,
wait,
you know?
You're done with videos now?
Well, no, I made one yesterday, but really God, I don't have to really do anymore. All the teaching ones that God was mainly using me for was to get people to know how much he loves them. That's my main teaching, jackass retard gift, is to try to get people to see how much God loves them and he's not mad at them. And all my videos do that. And, you know, frankly, he's coming today, and I've made almost 300 videos. And it's not that I just don't have to anymore. And I'd rather just share in the evening church service any latest tidbits that God gives us because, yeah, I guess I am Luke Gale, but I'll do them once in a while. But I don't even think, cause like today we got up, and I'm really obsessed with watching Netflix, corny movies on Netflix about the Mark of the Beast and, you know, all these. There's a ton of rapture movies on Netflix, you guys. There's just, and some of them are really cheesy, but they're actually really good, like good actors. And, you know, my sister and I, we love watching these. We like to eat popcorn and watch Netflix corny movies all day while we're waiting for God to get here.
Yeah, I've tried watching a couple of them, but I stopped them early.
Yeah, some of them are just too cheesy, but some of them are too cheesy. Some of them are really good. But, Luco, John enjoyed FaceTiming with you on Skyrim, and he was loving that today.
Yeah.
You know? If you want to pass the time with video games or whatever, feel free, you know, because God is letting
you do
that.
Yeah, I haven't played video games in forever, so it's, like, kind of weird to play them again. But
I know, right? But see, the cool thing is you have your priorities straight now. God's first, and the games don't come first, so now you can play them. You know, things are only a sin.
It's crazy because he was doing really good.
Did you hear Little John? He said Luco was doing really good on his video game.
Yeah.
Hey, Luco, if you can impress Little John with your gaming skills, that's pretty impressive. But, you guys, you know, the only time something is a sin is if you love it, you know, more than God, or the Bible says not to do it. But, you know, video games, movies, I guess overeating is a sin, so call me a glutton. I guess I'm going to be going in the rapture while I'm sitting, eating a whole pie or a gallon of ice cream. Oh, well.
Wow.
That's the way to go.
I'm a chubby little cherub. I'm a chubby little cherub now.
Yeah, people are telling me to eat more. I'm like, dude, if I eat more, I'll just keep throwing up because I really do eat a lot. Like, everybody thinks I'm anorexic, but I'm really not.
Hey, Luco, tell me that you eat oysters out of a can.
What'd you say, Judy?
Wait, what did Katie say?
I just said Dobby made another video. It says ammo rush begins as Russia reportedly halts all export ammunition to U.S., whatever that means.
Katie, put the link in the chat room. That's awesome.
Okay.
Hey, guys, Luco eats oysters out of a can. He's been doing it since he was a little kid. Is he weird? I knew Luco was weird. I knew it.
Yeah, that's all the radiation, you know, it's getting to me.
Hey, you guys, there's a story behind me getting chubby. Okay, I was like, you know, before all this happened, I was a biker. I biked the very day that the spirit fell on Little John. I came home, and him and Dad are sitting here, and I'm like, what? Because, like, everything was weird. Like, I came home. I always ride my bike to work. I ride 20 miles a day minimum. Then I like to leave again and go bike a whole bunch for fun. But going to school and back on my bike is 20 miles. And I don't always ride my bike to school, but most days I would ride my bike to work. And, you know, when I came home and everything changed November 19th, I'm like, what's wrong with him? I walked in and he had tears all over his face. And you know, Dad, you know, David's like, hey, the spirit hit him and fell on him, and I'm like, really? And he was just completely changed. And I never rode my bike since November 19th, and I'm like a biker addict, okay? And on the weekends, if I wasn't out biking with the club, you know, David and Little John would drop me off at the ocean, you know, 50, 60 miles out, and I would just, because they would like to go to the ocean and hang out, and then I would take my bike and hang out with them, and then they would drive home, and I would bike home, you know, and I could do 50, 60 miles no problem. I mean, like, that was just taking a morning stroll. So the thing is like, for me to, this is like, the way I'm living right now is like huge for me, because, you know, can you still hear me, Luco?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that my
life. You're a biker, I just picture you with like a bunch of tattoos and a big beard.
Yeah, I guess I should say cyclist. But, you know, I'm one of those people that, I'm an adrenaline junkie, I really am. Like, when I cycle over 100 miles, I get high for days. Like, it doesn't even leave me. And that's just how God made me. I love roller coasters, and I love doing stuff that's hard and fun and scary. Like, when I biked from here to Oregon in the summer, I did, a 10-day journey with a bunch of people. It was a blast. We stayed in tents, and, you know, we just had a blast. It was one of the funnest trips. We had big hills, and, you know, I like to challenge myself. I'm just kind of an athletic person, and for me to be sitting on my butt 106 days to do nothing, to actually gain an ounce of body fat, to eat all I want, I mean, this is actually, my sister was laughing. I go, the other day I told her, I go, you know, this isn't easy, sitting home every day, doing nothing, eating everything. And, you know, she laughed. She's like, I know. I go, it even sounded funny when I said it, because most people would want to do that. But I'm like, you don't understand. And she was laughing. She goes, I know, this is so not you. I'm like, I know. Like, you don't understand how hard this is to not do anything. But it really isn't, because the Lord's Spirit fell in our house and it changed everything. But, you know, it's harder for me than you think to just sit here like on a lump on a log and wait for Jesus, you know? And
log joke.
Yeah. So, but it's fun, you guys. It's fun. Like, I love it. I love it. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Katie?
Oh,
you want John?
Thing.
No, do you want John to come in the chat room and hang out with people, Katie?
If he wants. If he wants to.
He likes to do that. He does like, hey, John, you want to come join chat? Oh, my God, he's all no. He's playing video games. He's just doing fun stuff. He's doing kids. He's trying to kill time till God gets here, and he is. He's coming for us. I love your new date setting, Luco. God told me yesterday or the day before, he said, in addition to today, in addition to his God's word through his little prophet John, that the translation is today, in addition to that, God told me that he would be giving other brides in the RCC fellowship more dates. So rejoice in the dates God gives you. It's God setting these dates with you guys. So today,
yeah.
I believe he's coming today. But I also believe in Luke's date, because God date set with him.
I wasn't expecting another one that fast, honestly. I really wasn't expecting him just to tell me another, you know, time frame that fast.
Yeah, I wasn't
either.
I had
to pause because he was talking to me. And then I heard him start to bring up Home Depot, and I was like, are you about to say what I think you're about to say? And then he was all like, yeah, you're not going to work there. And I was like, okay.
Hey, Luco, tell your story again, because John Doe in the chat room doesn't know about it. Just, you know, briefly.
Okay.
Just tell him you got the song you didn't want. Go ahead, tell him.
Okay, yeah, so basically this whole, you know, rapture-centric adventure, I always, like, had the feeling that I wasn't ever going to go back to work, you know? And then God gave me this job at Home Depot right off the blue a little bit ago. And basically, I never got my starting date until yesterday, and it happened to be starting Saturday at 10. And this whole time, like, I basically, like, deep down knew that I was never going to go back to work. And then last night, God was like, you're not going to work there. And that's at Saturday. So that's my new date set.
Yeah, and okay, so Luco's not hearing from a devil, and if Luco's date comes and goes, God didn't lie to him, and in fact, it's not a jackass date until it passes, so I believe 100% is that God's coming today, and I also believe in the date that he gave my brother in Christ, Luco, because Luco hears God, and that's what God's trying to get out here. Are you going to call people false prophets? Are you going to cast judgment on them when God speaks to them? and you don't understand God's ways. I don't understand God's ways, but he said we're going to understand it all in the blink of an eye. But I'll tell you this, my little kid's not lying. I'm not lying. You know, God fell on little John, and he's never been the same. So, you know, when people don't understand God's ways, they take it out on you instead of going to God and saying, God, you know, I said, God, it like appears to be like you're playing a game with us or you're lying, but I know you're not because you're good. And God said, I know. He goes, thank you for continuing to believe.
Yeah.
And I would never lie to you, and I don't play games like this, and I am coming for you. But he gave me his explanation. He said, you know, he was separating the wheat from the tares and beckoning the bride through the dates that he gives us. But he also said one of these dates is going to happen, and he wants us to live like it's today. In fact, he commanded through his prophet, little John, if you want to be happy, you don't have to listen to the prophets, but you can. And even if God hasn't told you directly and you believe little John, you believe the 10-year-old that God says to tell the bride that believe it's today and be happy, I guarantee you if you make a choice to believe that with your whole heart, your life's going to change because it'll be a blessing. Yeah.
Hey, when mom said, when my
oh, here's little John. He's going to say something.
When mom said one of these dates is going to be right, I'm the kidding me out.
Did you guys hear that?
What did he
say? Again.
Oh, my God. Barbara Jean's in the chat room. I love that girl. Yeah, little John, when I said, and one of these todays is going to be the day, he said, John goes, Mom, Bubby's meowed right when you said that. Bubby's was all, so yeah, Bubby's was saying amen,
yeah,
if you know what I'm saying.
And also, if you do hear someone else's date set, don't be afraid to just ask God, hey, is this right? I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll let you know. So,
yeah,
go to God
exactly.
With everything.
Hey, Ann Bell gave me some dates, and can I read a, well, does anyone have anything to say, but I can read an inbox I got from Mr. Ann Bell, who I love and adore.
Read it.
Okay, I'll read it. He believes that the translation is this month, but in addition to believing it's this month, he also believes this. So let me read his little inbox. Okay, he said, well, I'm not going to read the whole thing because he likes to make fun of me, and I'm not going to read all that part. Well, maybe I should, huh? It's kind of funny. He likes to put me down. It's cute. Yeah, he's like, yeah. He says, all this waiting is my fault, the farts, the claps, the feathers. What kind of church is this? Anywho, so God told M. Bell, he said, 2011, God told him, in quotes, about time to escape fire and fly, end quote. 2012, God told M. Bell, quote, time for unveiling to begin, unquote. In 2013, God said, quote, this is it, out of time, unquote. So that's what God told Bell. And then for 2014, God told Bell, out of time. Okay, so, but then he said, I'm going to go on to read what he says. He says, it's crazy how everything Kleck pointed out. You guys know Jonathan Kleck, right?
I personally don't.
Yep. I just want to make sure my phone's not cutting out. You guys can hear me okay?
Okay. Yeah.
But Jonathan Kleck is great. I'm subscribed to him. If anyone wants to know good people to subscribe to, just go look at my channel and see who I'm subscribed to. They're cool people. Anyway, it's crazy how everything Jonathan Kleck pointed out about the dead sheep, aliens, and Hoover Dam is actually 100% true. I think, based on my dreams, we could be taken between now and May. Don't freak out, Katie. He thinks it's March, but just this is what he's saying. He's just saying what he thinks. He didn't say God told him. And I think that's cool to have your own thought, you know? He said April 14th, 15th is the blood moon. He said, I had a dream related to other out-of-time dreams. I heard Sublime sing, I saw red. God confirmed 100% the dream is about the structure / rapture. I thought it was about the red moon April 15th, and I may see one red moon before the rapture. Then 2 days ago, I saw a movie called Red, Retired and Extremely Dangerous. In the movie, the vice president is led into a room, and the Secret Service says, rapture is clear for entry. It's a go. I got to see that movie. It's probably on Netflix, eh?
It's a good movie.
And then Bell goes on to say, I guess rapture was the BP's code name, but I saw red, and it said rapture was a go. I still think we see the first blood moon of April 14th, 15th. Okay, but then he sent me another inbox that said, but I think it could be this month too. So, you know, God,
well,
you know.
Well, see, I
God,
told you I thought we might be here for a blood moon, so.
Well, I think we're gone by Saturday, so, yeah.
You know how many people tell me every day I lost my salvation and I'm hearing from demons? I mean, now Mr. Bold, one of my favorite guys that sings all those cuckoo songs, told me I'm, he just now told me I'm probably
what?
Losing my salvation.
Not him.
Oh, my God.
I like that
yes,
guy.
I know.
Bold, the Bold guy that does the guitar songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what on one of Dabu's videos today, a guy, he was cussing. He's like, just let's get this over with. And I responded, LOL. And then Mr. Bold's like, I can't believe you're just, you know, you would say LOL when this guy's cussing. Are you saying it's okay? And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like,
You should have been like, damn straight.
And I said, you know, I go, Bold, you'd be really afraid because on the radio show in church, I actually said the cuss word a couple times. Because I'm trying to make my point that God, you know, I don't cuss regularly, but I do sometimes if I feel like it. But what I'm saying is this, you know, the things that people think they're losing their salvation over is ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes when little John gets mad at a game or something he's doing, you know. But you know what, you guys? All I have to say is this, to the pure, all things are pure. And, you know, I usually when I get mad, I cuss funny words like SpongeBob. I'll go, and I'll, like, say something funny, like from a SpongeBob cartoon. But, you know,
barnacles.
If a real cuss word gets out once in a while, you're not losing your salvation. And, you know, I got so immune to cuss words because teaching high school, I mean, every other word the kids say is a cuss word, you know. And they're mm-hmm. good kids. God loves them. And that's kind of how I lost my whole cussing religious spirit. You know, like, you can't cuss. And, you know, you don't need to cuss, and you really shouldn't if you – but whatever, if you do, you know, my students, when they would cuss, it was just part of their vocabulary. What do you think about that? Anyway, whatever.
No, with that logic, you wouldn't be able to do any, like, I couldn't even watch for, like, okay. I'd be like, hey, if you watch this movie, it has a bad word. You're losing your salvation because you took part in encouraging blah, blah, blah. Like, that's stupid. You know? You can't get away from bad language if you live on Earth.
Okay, I'm going to dedicate this next sentence to Bold. Mr. Bold, who just told me I'm losing my salvation. Mr. Bold, God loves the shit out of me. He loves me. He loves the shit out of me. He thinks I'm wonderful. Okay, so there you have it. So sometimes you got to get rid of those religious spirits, and you just got to realize that nothing can keep you from the love of God. No, nothing. Nothing. Not your dirty mouth. You know, nothing. But if you love him, you will, you know, you'll let him clean you up. And he takes his own sweet time doing that. So there you have it. You're not going to hell if you smoke. You're not going to hell. The only way you go to hell is it's two things. You don't believe in Jesus and accept him into your heart. Number two, you take the mark of the beast when it's going to be implemented and it's mandatory. Those are the only two ways you can never go to hell. And, you know, frankly, I believe that God does not allow some people to quit sinning. I know that sounds crazy, but I believe that God allows certain things so that people, judgmental Christians, will learn to love people. Because you know how many Christians think if you smoke, you're not making the rapture, and they put other Christians down? Well, I think that God has people that smoke, like Lisa at Believer Central and Jason Chambers, just to prove to people to quit, you know, he doesn't let them get rid of their addiction. He doesn't bug Lisa. I love her. She's an anointed YouTuber. She said, he doesn't bug me about my smoking, so I don't, if he bugged me about it, I would stop. And since the Bible doesn't say anything about it, you know, yeah, it says take good care of your temple, but, you know, and Jason, he said God's not bugging him about it. So I believe that God actually allows some of these behaviors so that people will shut up and stop looking at the outside and look at people's hearts. Jason Chambers has a heart of gold. He loves everybody. He's the sweetest person, and he smokes. And Lisa at Believer Central, if you've ever heard her YouTube stuff, she's wonderful, and she smokes. So, you know, I don't know how we're getting off on this tangent, but whatever.
Yeah, you could be a transgender and still get saved.
Yeah, you don't have to reverse your operation to have God love you, you know? You take off your tattoo.
Like, sorry, you have to go get surgery again in order to, you know, for me to love you.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, am I saying, okay, since God forgives me, am I telling you to go out and sin when you know better? No, I'm not saying that, but everyone thinks I'm saying that, and that's annoying. But that's a religious spirit, and God even told John that everybody's going to be surprised who made the rapture and who didn't. That's the first thing that God told little John, like in the first week. In the first week of his spirit falling on little John, he said, you're going to be shocked at who made it and who didn't. And you know what? Prepare to be shocked. Prepare to be shocked because God looks at the heart, and Christians, these people that call themselves Christians, I mean, they're the rudest people. They're the only people that are calling me and John demon-infested freaks. You know, there really are. No one else is. Non-believers think we're cool. You know? They think, hey, believe in what you believe in. At least you believe in something, you know? So, anyway.
Yeah. No, I just think, I hate religious spirits. That's all I'm going to say. All right.
Yeah. I just hate them. And you know what? God's the one that has to take rid of your sin, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the other day, my dad sat me down and stuff, and because he knows I'm involved with this radio thing, and me and him are in this conversation about church and stuff, and he was saying, so he's like, so are you gonna like check out this church or are you gonna stick with our church? I'm like, Dad, I already have a church, and I know it's not the one you like, but it doesn't contradict anything, you know, in the Bible, you know, because that's what he goes off on, you know. And I was like, Dad, the Bible says church is a gathering of believers, and I said, this is what it is, it's just you personally don't you know, like it this way. But and then he was like, yeah. And I'm like, Dad, your church does not make God look attractive to me. I like straight up like told that to him and everything. He kind of just like stared at me because I don't think he was expecting me to say that, but it's very true because I grew up in that church my whole life, and it never did make God attractive to me. I think if you do something, I think nothing matters as long as you are attracted to God, if it works for you personally, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really important. Even if you're on YouTube land, you know, talking to a whole bunch of other people, if you're attracted to God through that, then great. That's better than going to the most fanciest church in town, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You make God look good, Luco, because you are happy, number one. Number two, you have his love in you, and so people are attracted to that, you know. That's how you make God look attractive, is by you being who you are, and so your God is the God I want to follow, Luco. So, and that's ultimately what happened
God's
in my
God
life.
Your God I want to follow.
Yeah, that's actually what happened in my life. After 28 years of serving him, the last 5 and 10 years, he really got a hold of me and taught me how to be powerful instead of pathetic. Actually, he wanted to teach me that all along, but I was too hooked on being pathetic, you know. It was almost like it was an addiction to being always struggling, always drama, you know, always something. And, you know, but God set me free, and so I don't hang around pathetic Christians. I can't stand that spirit that has a hold of some Christians. It's like, that's why I'm part of this RCC church, because this is the Church of Heroes, the rapture-centric church. Is God's most powerful on the face of the earth. It's God's most loving and God's most non-judgmental people, and that's why he's eloping with us, you know, because we rock, and because we're hooked on the rock, Jesus Christ, and he can't help but take us. And then when he takes
and
us,
another thing,
people are gonna,
and an, yeah. yeah, sorry.
No, go.
Oh, okay. Another thing my dad was going on about.
Because we have a lot of callers. I was just wondering.
Hold on, Luco, talk. We will. Just give us one more minute on this.
Okay. No, because another thing is my dad was really trying to make me scared of God in the conversation. He was like, if you're going and teaching people about God, you need to do it with a knife to your throat and do it in fear and trembling and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. You know? Right. It's like a scare tactic. I'm like, what is this? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You do not make God look attractive. You make him look like he's out to get everybody, you know? And he was like,
right.
People should not get overly comfortable, you know, with, you know, giving people messages from the Lord and all this stuff. Because he's like, if you say something false, you might as well be cast into the ocean and never be seen again. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I was like, well, I can assure you, Dad, I would never say something the Lord didn't say. And then he just kind of like stared at me and then moved on. But I was like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what church I would have to go to is, like, making everybody think, like, you know, God's going to, like, condemn you to hell or death or whatever if you, you know, do something wrong. And I was talking to God later, and I was like, Lord, because I know some people have made mistakes in some of their words before, and he was like, I know, but it's not intentional or anything. And he's like, because there's a big difference. I mean, God's, like I said, God's not out to get anybody. There's a big difference between deliberately saying something when you know is not what the Lord said, or
right.
if you messed up in saying something, you know. He's not like, oh, you messed up, you know, you're going to have to go get cast into the ocean, never be seen again, you know. He's not out to get anybody. And he also said that like almost all the words that people say are already from him anyway, because he just puts them there, you know. People are like so overly cautious that they're freaking everybody out, like my dad was.
And that's because they have fear, and they haven't let God's perfect love cast out their fear. You got it, Luco. But that's exactly it. And God can do that in 5 seconds if you let him, but people don't understand. They don't want to hear. Because it's a scandal. All this is for free. It's hard to receive because nothing is free in life. So people, you know, God's just looking for a bunch of people that will receive what he has to give them for free. And because you did, Luco, because I did, because this church did, well, he keeps giving us more. And that's what God told me. He said, I'm just looking for a people that will believe me when I tell them I love them and will receive my love. That's all I'm looking for someone to receive me. And so we have, and we make them happy. Praise the Lord.
Yep. All right, Katie, if you want to take any callers now, that's cool.
Katie?
All right, 818 and 914. Hey, it's Tana from California. Hi, Judy. Hi, Katie. Hi, Luco.
Hi.
What's up, Tana?
No, what's up? I love you all. I'm just listening. You can mute me. Bye, chat. All right. Bye. All right, 818.
Love you.
I don't know which number that was that I'll let on. 818.
That was 818.
Okay, 914.
Hi, Katie, it's Joe. I'm totally just listening now. My hands are super full, but I'll come on in a little bit.
Joe.
If you could leave
Joe.
Me go.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Judy. What is up, Judy?
Hey, Katie, don't let Joe get away with not talking, okay, because he has stuff to share.
Hey, Joe, about the crows.
I definitely do, but I have I need another half hour, and then I'm all, like, literally I'm just working right now, but I'm listening,
cool.
And I'll
right.
You can be on the line, and I'll hit that one or whatever when I'm ready.
Cool.
But
all right.
Thank
you
everyone.
To...
So
wait,
I'll be listening, and I'll be talking soon.
All right. 614. Wait. 413.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hey.
Hi, is this Ashley?
How are you?
Wait, who is this?
Oh, this is Alana. 413.
Alana, nice to hear your voice.
Oh, wow, is this Judy?
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Good. You should share what you inboxed me. It was wonderful.
Do you want me to talk about it? Because we don't kind of come off the same place.
Well, I don't care. If you don't want to, it's fine. I just thought it was wonderful. You know what? I don't really care because when God's talking to you, it's wonderful. Like, I was blessed by what you shared with me, even though it's not what I think, because the fact that God was sharing with you. See, that's why we have this radio show, so God can show off what he's telling his bride. I don't think what you told me was wrong. If God told you, how can I say it's wrong, you know?
Oh, girl, oh, please. Well, I will share this because I thought it was the funniest thing in a profound and ironic way that I had ever heard in my life. So we were having church last night, and there was a young man who was talking. I cannot remember his name, but he was giving such a beautiful prophetic word. And as he was giving this word, and I don't get words. I don't have that blessing. But I heard clearly, not, you know, actually heard, but felt heard with all my you know, all my senses. I could hear this enormous, ginormous laughter. I mean, it was so funny. And it wasn't a mean laughter. It was a sweet laughter. It was a chuckle. And he said, "You don't have the day of the hour." And I saw the absolute irony of how, and I don't know if I can share this because, like, it came in a chunk. You kind of got the whole thing simultaneously. You didn't, you know, think it out or anything. It just fell on you like a chunk. And it was like, oh, my God. Despite all of the prayerfulness and the beauty that is here, there is still such a wide range that it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be Saturday, it could be Sunday, it could be by the 15th. And I saw the irony, actual day and hour, even though we know the day and hour, we don't know the day and hour. And it was like, this is my own personal little joke. I put that in there. That's my impression of it. But it was sweet, and it was endearing, and it was reassuring. And it's like, and you know what? And I thought, this is my thought. I said, oh, my goodness, we fulfill the word. Oh, my goodness. Because we don't exactly know. We know that it's today. We know that it's right now. But even in that knowing, we still fulfill the word of not knowing the day or hour. I sat through a meeting today. I was sure I was going to get translated during that meeting. I just knew it. And yet my awareness, the beauty of that meeting in which I just knew I was leaving, was remarkable. And I said, no, I really don't know. I swore that was going to happen today. I cannot tell you how beautiful that moment was, even though it was a crazy moment. It was a funny thought. And I chuckled. I thought it was sweet. I thought it was endearing. And I wanted to share that one because what came to me through my conscious mind was, you fulfill the word. the word is fulfilled. Okay? Got that. And despite the fact that today, do y'all get that at all? Or am I just tripping?
No, it's cute. It is in the word. It is. And God works within Scripture, and he works outside of Scripture. And you had a real experience, and I think it's cool. He told me, you know, I told you how he woke me up, and he was, like, yelling in his big King James voice, which he'd never done before, and he's like, ye know not the day and the hour of my return, and I was like, whoa, and he woke me up, and I was, like, about to say sorry, and like, 30 seconds later, he said, in a sweet voice that I'm used to hearing, he said, but ye know, because ye are my friends, but ye know the day and the hour, because ye are my friends, but ye know, because ye are my friends. And so I like what he told you too, because really, I mean, God is God, all right? But I know you're a true sister in the Lord, and I know you're a rapture-centric bride, and I love hearing what he tells you. I thought it was cool. I thought the way he did it and the whole experience, and he's funny. God's hilarious, you know, and he can't trick me on the day and the hour because I'm on to him. It's every day. So I know he's coming today, and I know.
Judy, you're absolutely right, girl. And what I thought was you were saying that He has biblical truth and extra biblical truth. And again, I've had Christian alignment, but I've been in a lot of other traditions, and I used to always say, you haven't reached the truth. You have not reached the truth until you get to the paradox, to a place that yes, this, and yes, that. Until you get to confusion and paradox, into that place, you haven't gotten there yet. And this put me in paradox.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, that's what I was going to say, and I'm going to mute myself, and I'm just going to enjoy being with my church people. And I
know. Thanks for sharing, Lana. Thank you. Share anytime.
Okay, girl. Listen, y'all be good. It is good to hear your voices. I'm here in here, and I'm standing with you, okay?
Amen.
All right, 316. All right. 973.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm on a little later.
Here.
Hi, sweeties. I'm
you ready to leave
in.
Like us?
Oh, I know. Yeah, anytime. Please. Oh, please. Bring it on.
Make it here quick enough.
Oh, exactly. This world is getting just so nutty. It's time to go.
I mean, it's at the point where we kind of have to go now, so.
Oh, yeah. It's getting there. Oh, boy. Yeah, so.
Want to share anything? Did anything happen?
What, dear?
Yeah, Judy?
Well, I just wanted to remind Pat, you're going to sing for communion with us after communion. Yeah, you're going to bless me by singing?
Oh, okay. Do you know I found these two songs? I mean, it kind of like connects the dots. One is called I'm Coming Home, and the other is the 500 Miles song about being on a train. I hope I can sing it.
Awesome.
Oh, I was crying last night. Yeah, because I said, wow. No, we'll try. Yeah, I have he and I. If you want me to read some, just quick, so I know you got other people waiting. You know, I don't want to.
No, story time. I love story time.
Okay. Listen, I love this. Jesus said, the second commandment is as great as the first. Have no regret in leaving me to go to your neighbor. Didn't I bring him into your life, this particular person, and not another? Then it's because there is a work for you to do for him. There is your influence, went caps. Keep careful watch over your influence. In Palestine, the people around me were so happy as they brought others. You remember? I created an atmosphere. You create one, too. An atmosphere of joy and peace. Not yours, my poor child, but mine. I'll act in you, speak in you, think in you. Ask me for this so that we may be one. And this will be sweetness for others as the sun shining through the rain. Can I be anywhere and not bring joy? It is one of the facets of the prisms of my love. Think of me when you speak to others, so that by leaving yourself behind, you have become more balm, B-A-L-M, to the give, like a fragrance that gives itself unawares. And this part, the second part, is very, very, I was touched by this. She's been writing down his words for 10 years, and then finally she had a moment of her own, kind of like, this is precious. She says, I've written his words so often. Is that enough, or should I go on? Now listen to this. And Jesus says, are you tired of me? Would you want to make it impossible for me to speak to you? Don't I find comfort in ceaselessly pouring out my heart into your heart? I say ceaselessly, so great is my need to be your inner knowing. I in you, my child, this is my delight. So don't be afraid of wearying me or of wearying others either. It is through you that I am speaking to this one and that one to bring them cheer and encouragement. And then to encourage them to come close to me and talk to me about themselves. I should so love to have their confidence. Never mind if they don't know how to speak to me, these poor people. I want them to come without any fear and just say to me, I don't know how. It's the first time. Even if they don't know what to call me, let them Let them tell me of let them tell me of their tenderness without giving me any name. Pray for those who are afraid. How can they be afraid? How could anyone be afraid of such a good? Hold on, let me get the page here. A good shepherd. Even the very little lambs climb on his knees and rest there. And this is the shepherd's joy. You who yearn for my kingdom, pray for my sake. Offer the Father little sacrifices full of joy, a pyramid bouquet of them, all the colors of love, the patient sacrifice of violent and gentle ones, the gracious ones full of the most humble love, very humble, you understand. Be even ready to thank the person to whom you gave, be even ready to thank the person to whom you gave for allowing you this chance to be generous to Jesus Christ. Sacrifices of prayer, too. Consider yourself to be the least of anybody and be one in this way. Would you like this? And so that was that. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kat.
Joy. He wants joy. And he wants us to reach others. He wants to talk through us to others and to always be there,
all right.
You know. Yeah.
541 and 210.
Thanks for sharing that, Pat.
Thank you. Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay, love.
Hey, Pat?
Yeah.
After Tori does communion, will you sing us a little song, and then Carol's going to share something. Would you sing after communion? Do you feel comfortable?
I'll try to sing the 500 miles because this is just it connects the dots. I mean you can read in between the lines. I'm only going to do like one verse of it, but you'll see. You know, I pray that I can do it because it's teary, but I'll try.
Okay, all right, I will.
If not,
hey,
I'll do
guys,
another one.
Everybody, get your crackers and juice. Get your crackers and juice because we're about to do communion with Tori, and he's going to lead us. And I just wanted to say hi to Tori. Hey, sister.
Oh, Tori, hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Love you, sweetie.
So can everyone hear me?
Yes, love.
Yeah, we can hear
Okay. you. All right. Will you tell me when it's go time?
Go for it.
Okay. So Jesus and the disciples met in the upper room to celebrate the Passover. And I'm going to read from Luke 22:17. Mm-hmm. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he took the cup, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
That was wonderful. Can you hear me okay, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wanted to say hi to Stacy's sister. Her name is, Tara. Wait, now I forgot. Oh. Anyway, Tori, thanks for leading us in communion. And
thank you.
Let's see. Taryn, I wanted to say hi, Taryn. That's Stacy's sister, and she's listening today. We love you, Taryn. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church Radio. Hey, all right. I've said all I need to say. Do people want to share? I think that Carol's supposed to share, and then Pat's going to sing for us in a little bit.
Okie dokie. Are you all, can you all hear me? Is it
yes,
my turn?
Honey.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Good. Well,
so sweetie.
Well, happy rapture, no. Happy translation day, everybody. Right?
Okay. Hey.
Well, let me tell
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I got a prayer answered today, well, actually last night, that left me a little bit shaken. And I'm going to explain why, because I do not make a habit of praying the way I did. But we have had a demon terrorizing my neighborhood for a few months.
Ooh.
And this demon has gotten hold of one of my neighbor's boyfriends. Okay, I have a neighbor who was seeing this guy, and she kicked him out of her house, and she's not saved. She kicked him out of his house a few months ago, and in retaliation, he went around slashing her tires, the next door neighbor's tires, and my next door neighbor's tires. Not mine, because my car's in the garage. Well, anyway, and he had also assaulted her, bruised her up pretty bad, and this was about 3 months ago. Well, this past week, he came back into the neighborhood, broke his ex-girlfriend's windows, pulled out her plants in the backyard, threw dirt into her lawnmower, and slashed my next door neighbor's tires again. This was all four tires, and he has a big truck. Well, yeah, when he told me, when they told me earlier this past week what had happened, you know, they were just livid, beside themselves, and the girl frightened and ready to have a nervous breakdown, and it, you know, so it was a really bad situation. And so here's the thing. I don't really know the girl, the woman. She's not a girl. She's a woman. She's in her 50s. But I still consider myself a girl, even though I'm 59.
That's,
I still think
that's
I
a girl.
Consider myself a little girl still, right? So anyway, I don't really don't know her. I just say hi and bye to her. But I know all my neighbors otherwise, and we're very friendly and very close, close as neighbors can be. So anyway, let me go back a little bit further, because over the years, you know, I've talked to them. I don't know if they're really religious, but they go to Mass every Sunday. They're Catholics, and they go to Mass every Sunday, but they don't really live unto the Lord, right? But, you know, they're Catholics. They go, and I've talked to them about the Lord and about how close he is to the rapture. We are to the rapture, and they don't like hearing about the rapture. But that's okay. You know, they like me. You know, they like me, they respect me, and we're great friends. So I had to say all of this because when this happened, I was really shaken up, and I told them that I was going to be praying for justice for this guy, because what he did is, after he slashed my neighbor's tires, he came again into the neighborhood while my neighbors were outside, and he flipped them the bird and was laughing at their in their faces and driving off. And the police tried to chase him, but he was able to go through the green lights, and then he jumped into the other jurisdiction, which was not part of the police, the police's jurisdiction. So they haven't been able to get him or anything. Well, anyway, so I told him, you know, I don't normally pray like this, but I'm going to pray that this guy get into an accident, and that when, you know, not hurt anybody, but getting them into an accident so that they can grab him and, you know, bring justice to him. And I prayed that way. I said, Lord, you need to bring justice, you know, to this community. You know, my subdivision is a good subdivision. The people are nice. They may not be saved, but they're great neighbors to me. They treat me well. And this has to stop. And, Lord, whatever it takes to bring this guy to justice, do it. And if it takes him getting into an accident so that they can, put him away for a very long time, do it. Do it whatever it takes. Well, this morning, I'm going outside. My neighbor friend, or the lady who had been terrorized, was talking to my next door neighbor, and the guy had the ex boyfriend, was in an accident, a car accident, in Oregon. I live in Texas. And he drove to Oregon, and we don't know what happened, but he was in a police chase, and the police were after him, and he wrecked the SUV he was in, and he started running, and they caught up to him, and he has 9 charges against him. He had a warrant for his arrest up in Oregon, and so they told me all this. And I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and they said to me, Carol, you prayed. You prayed for justice, and you prayed that, I wasn't wishing evil on the guy. I was wishing, you know, I was praying for the Lord to put a stop to, you know, his evilness. And the Lord did. And wow. they looked at me, and then... And then this afternoon, this was this morning. So this afternoon, they called me over, and we were talking, and they had talked to one of the other neighbors and told them what had happened, and they said to the guy, who's also another he's a real nice guy, just put it that way. Anyway, they told him, hey, you know what? We better not make Carol mad. Because God listens to her prayers. God answers her prayers.
Amen, sister.
We cracked up, right? And you know, but the thing is, here's the thing. You know, when they're telling me this, and I realized that the Lord really heard my prayer. This is what came to me. We are really, you know, you got, we're waiting for the shout, for the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. Well, he's coming. And this prayer was an answer. It was like a warning, not a warning, but it was a wake-up call to them. Because, I don't know, but to me, they're not rapture-centric. They're not even rapture-focused. They're not, I'm not even sure if they're really saved, you know. But I prayed for them, and I believe the Lord will bless them because, you know what, they've blessed me as a neighbor. They're very good to me. I live alone, and they're, you know, my next-door neighbor, he will come and mow my lawn, and they're there for me. All my neighbors are there for me. So because, you know, I'm the daughter of the King, the Lord is going to bless them for blessing me. So
sure.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's fantastic.
But anyway,
Amen. That's wonderful.
Sleep well, my dear.
So this is kind of not a typical story that we talk about. But I wanted to share with you that
Great. The
Lord is real. He's really. Therefore, as I was in the, you know, I'm telling you, I just was, I kind of froze when they told me because I told them how I was going to pray, and I prayed this way, and then I was, and that same night,
yeah.
I prayed with another friend who lives on the other side of town, and she and her husband get concerned for me because I'm not always well physically, they don't want any danger to come to me at all. So anyway, but we prayed, she and I prayed in agreement for this guy to be put away. And here's the other thing. It's not that that I'm praying against him, but if this is if him being in jail or prison is what it's going to take for him to get right with the Lord,
amen.
Hallelujah, and so be it.
You pray now so that he gets right with the Lord.
Right. Yes. So hey, I want to make
Carol.
Yes.
We're gonna have Tori. Are you still there, Tori? We need you to share your story next. Thank you, Carol, for sharing.
You're welcome. All right, go ahead.
Thank
Tori.
You, Carol.
All right. Lord bless you.
Someone needed to hear that, honey.
Amen.
Yeah, I needed to hear it.
Yes.
Wow.
How he answers prayer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Go ahead, Tori.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no. Okay. A few days ago, I was on the chat room, and people were talking about kind of the pain of that kind of we're all going through. And Judy kind of corrected the thinking there for a second, and I appreciated that. And, because people, they feel like they're, sitting around waiting, and it's just eating at the insides, something like that. Well, I thought about it a lot, and to make it more clear, I have never had more peace in my life ever than right now.
Amen.
However, waiting to be translated or to be raptured is like waiting for ketchup to pour. There's a lot of anticipation, okay? And that anticipation sometimes is frustrating. And so there's a difference, mm-hmm. Between being frustrated for the ketchup to pour and yet still being the most peaceful you've ever been in your life. So that's kind of what has been on my mind a lot. Because, when I'm at work, I feel like I am just walking on a cloud. I have total peace. And that I am so thankful for.
Amen. Amen.
And,
beautiful.
If anyone is struggling, find the peace. Find the peace in it. Be thankful. Be thankful for the, my login is grace, by grace 2013. Just be thankful for the grace of God that we are going to be saved. And just focus on that. It seems to me like it's a key thing. And focus on 2013 because, it's 2013.
Till the end of April.
Yeah. I personally, and I'm not saying this because of really, I can't say that God's been speaking to me about this, but, I like to say today. I like that. Oh. That's a really good thing. However, we all say today, and we also look at dates down the road. I think that the 15th, to me, is a very revealing date. Somehow, the 15th is a week before the 22nd. And I don't know, for some reason, I keep focusing on the 22nd. I'm sorry, the 15th. I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Sure.
However, I much prefer Luco's Saturday. Okay.
Wait. What'd you hear about the 22nd again? Because that's the date that Dustin got for the tribulation to start.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the tribulation. But see, if you take a look at your calendar, it's every 7 days. Your day is Saturday, right? The 15th is on a Saturday.
Oh.
Okay, and the 22nd is on a Saturday. There's a two-week grouping.
I didn't even know that.
I don't want to bring in any kind of, I look at a lot of things in the world. I read a lot of stuff. I know that there's something, well, it's called the dark side, for lack of better words, believes there are many people in another, completely another world from us, that believe something special is supposed to happen on the 15th.
Oh.
And now, I don't want to think that God is waiting for, you know, that, or it's just kind of interesting. You know, we tend to put world events, like what we see in the news, and we think that, you know, what happens in the news is somehow going to be connected to some kind of translation or rapture. Well, you know, that's kind of the dark side, and there's this group that believes the 15th is some sort of special date, that the world's going to change.
Hey, I just had an idea. I don't know if anybody else has thought of this, but if for whatever reason it really is on Saturday, we get translated, and a week after we get translated is the 15th, right? And that could be the worldwide rapture date on the 15th. And then the actual Great Tribulation would start a week after the rapture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what I'm kind of going at. I'm a little bit shy about throwing that stuff out there too much.
Oh, no,
so
that's okay.
You can collect it together and put it out there.
No, always put it out, because somewhere the dots will connect.
Well, you know, I don't really have a lot to stand on. And I, you know, I've been praying about this, and I really haven't really received anything.
Yeah.
I just
Let's
sort
still
of
share.
Know
Let's
that
still share.
It's something inside of me that keeps sort of saying, hey, you know what, you better keep your eye on the 15th sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, I much prefer Luco Saturday, so.
Don't we all? But thanks for sharing. It's good to know. Everybody, you know, just put it out there. Just put it out there, because, wow, the Holy Spirit will gel it all together for us.
Well, before I go, I'd like to thank everybody in the Rapture Centric group. It's the greatest part of my day. I look forward every day to coming home and listening to the show. So thank
God
you.
God bless
everybody.
You, honey. We love you, your family, you know. We love you too, baby. So just, you know, hang in there and hang in there with us. It's all going to come together. No
yes,
discouragement. He, you know, just love him and love others and have faith and be at peace and trust him, because he's bringing it all together.
Yeah, those are some good date setting there.
Yeah,
Tori, we pulled it out of you, didn't we?
Yes,
but he's
you
not
do.
Alone.
That's
he's
how,
not alone.
That's how it works. You know, that's how it works here. Because I wouldn't have ever logged in if it wasn't for Raina. She's the one that drug me into the group, and thank you, Raina. and first Judy, you know, she just has this ability to pull people,
bring us all together,
right into the circle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right. Well, I'm going to hang up and listen on the net. So thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Well, you know, Tori, it's just the cheese. That's why you come back. It's the cheese. You know, the Tillamook.
Uh-huh. I thought it was the ice cream.
And you like the toilet paper talk me and Jason had. That's what got you on here, man.
Yes, I had to put an end to that.
Yeah, okay. Oh my goodness.
And Pat was involved too. Don't act all innocent, Pat.
Oh,
you were
really?
There.
Yeah, no, I know, right?
Hey, Luco, just so you know, John wanted me to tell you, Luco, that he created a Luco wrestling character in his wrestling game, and he's about to go world. He said he just beat you up, Luco, on the Royal Rumble. He wanted me to tell you that live on the air.
All right. Thanks, John.
Oh, my goodness.
Makes me feel really
so
nice.
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny.
Oh, okay, dear. We're about to have someone share their dream. Okay, waiting for the area code.
Is there anyone else that wants to chat away? Hey, how about while we're waiting for that area code? Oh, there it is, 914, Katie, 914.
Okay, you're on.
Oh, this is Taryn, Stacy's sister. I am just listening and having a great time. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, honey.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Hi, Taryn. Nice to meet you. Drink the Kool-Aid with us.
My sister has been raving about this this program, and you know, I've been looking forward to joining. I'm really happy to be able to join in this evening, and I'm enjoying it so much. Just feeling at home already.
Good. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and feel
all
free to share any God
yeah.
story. You have a God story to share. Feel free to share it anytime.
Yes, well, you know, this morning I went to, I'm part of MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers, and someone was there sharing with us this morning, when I walked in, the message that she was sharing was just something that I needed to hear, and one of the things that she said is how much God really loves us, and that he just wants us to know that. And I believe someone said that not too long ago, how he loves us and if we could just accept his love and let him love us. And that meant that really resonated. It may sound simple, and it's something that we hear so often, but there are times when it means more than others. And it meant a lot to me today to hear that and to have it confirmed again not too long ago is really what I needed. So thank you for that.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I must have pressed. We have 3 914s. That's why I'm sorry. Okay. Stacy, you should be on now. Oh.
Hello? Hi, Katie. Just hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
We should have a commercial break.
Yeah, I can play some music for ya.
I was kidding.
Oh, no.
That was a joke. I wasn't serious.
All right. Are you guys ready for me?
Yes,
right.
Yeah. So I was this morning. I had a dream that I looked up in the sky, and basically, I know it was the dead in Christ that I saw, and I knew that it was time to go. And I kept running through the street. It was crowded, and I kept saying to everyone, "Don't take the mark. Whatever you do, don't take the mark." The urgency was so, I could feel my heart just racing in my dream. And it's like I knew that it was time for us to go, and I only had like a second just to let these people know, whatever they do, do not take the mark. But basically, I looked up in the sky, and the dead in Christ was there waiting for us.
Oh.
They're waiting for us, and I knew that it was time for us to go.
Beautiful.
I knew that. And the urgency was just magnificent. That's why I know that it's any second, any time now.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited, and it's just it's time to go. And I love you guys, and I'm so glad my sister is listening, and I'm sure she'll sit right at home because she's as nuts as I am.
Great. Yes, she will.
So, yeah,
welcome,
I'm excited. All right, I'm going to put myself back on
you. We love you, Annette.
Yes,
so we
I'm
love
telling you.
You.
It's
we love
okay.
You,
it's like, I know it's like the urgency. I can tell you that it was just crazy. I got up and I was like so tired this morning just because of it. It's like it was diaring. That's how it felt in the dream.
Okay.
Like I had to tell them, and I was running so fast through the crowd to just like tell them whatever you. I knew that they either didn't have time to repent or what. I don't know. All I said, just whatever you do, don't take the mark of the beast. Don't take the mark.
Good for you.
That's encouraging to us.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Wow. Let me mute myself again. You're welcome. Love you all.
Love you too, sweetie.
Love you.
Love you, Katie. We can't wait to have tea. We're going to have tea in Katie's palace.
Amen.
Tea and biscuit.
Sounds good.
Can't wait.
Okay.
614, you've been holding for a long time. 614? Okay. Okay, well, let's see. We got 814, Chris, is that you?
Yep, that's me. What's up?
What's that?
Hey, Chris.
I'm just chilling. I'm chatting with Luco. Just had a rough day. I'm just listening.
Hi, Chris.
Okay.
I love you.
Did have something good happen, though, at work today. It was surprising. They brought in, I took a new job, and they brought in lunch for everybody. You know, so they bring in lunch for everybody, and everybody decided we're all going to sit down in the break room and eat lunch, and there's like 15 of us gathered around, and I mean, they can't say anything because I keep my, you know, I keep sales higher than everybody. And I, you know, and they let, like, the Satanists and everybody do what they want. So they can't say anything to me. I wear my, you know, my I Love Jesus hat, and, they, you know, they don't like it. And, you know, and they've hinted about it, and they kind of give me a hard time about it. And I just, you know, God's kept me strong about it, you know, and said, you know, it's in my hands, you know, and he rebukes them and keeps them off me. They can't, you know, do anything. And they all, you know, we sit around the table, and there's this girl there, and she's about 18, and I've heard her swearing a lot, and, you know, just say, you know, and I don't mind swearing, but, you know, I don't appreciate taking the Lord's name in vain. And she's always, you know, GD this, and oh, JC, oh, I can't believe this, you know, and I'm like, you know, you shouldn't be saying, you know, using the name of Jesus unless you're praying, you know, or not. And we're sitting around this table, and everybody starts eating, and I stop to pray, you know, and I put my head down, and I'm just getting ready to pray quietly. And she taps me, and she says, "Do you mind if I pray with you?"
Oh.
And I'm like, no, that's awesome. I was like, that's cool, and, you know, and... You know, I'm a big guy, so I, you know, I rub it into all these other people. I'm like, all you heathens can stop eating for a minute too while we pray if you want. So everybody shuts up, and then nobody, Lord kind of rebuked me a little bit. He's like, you know, I mean, I didn't mean to not be coming to people like that, but I got a kick out of it because everybody just stopped eating because I got a little loud. So they all stop eating while I pray, and then I pray, and I say, now you can eat.
That's cute.
But it was funny that, you know, this, you know, little girl, she just taps me and asks me, "Can I pray with you?" You know, I'm like,
sweet,
sure,
sweet,
you know, no
sweet.
Problem. And I made it quick. I didn't go into my one of my ranting prayers. You know, but I thought it was funny that everybody shut up and stopped eating while I prayed.
Good for you. God will use that in more ways than you can imagine.
Amen.
Wow. Yes. Yes, be bold in the Lord.
Yeah, I have to walk a fine line between boldness and pride because, you know, I'm the guy that'll, you know, just grab somebody and choke them out until they cry out for Jesus. Get them
radically
saved.
You're going to be in the army.
Amen.
Army.
484, you're unmuted when you want to speak.
Get to the rapture now.
Amen.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's a good accent. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. I hope he makes it now.
I'm here, Jesus. Take me now. Do
take
it.
Me now. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yes, oh, dear, indeed. Oh, 8 o'clock. Well,
we've come. Hey, how about we recognize how far we've come?
Wow.
We get more retarded every day.
I know. I was going
to
say we get
more
retarded
every
day.
Seriously, we think we'll be... we thought one time we thought a rabbit kidnapped Destin. We get really retarded. Like, it's pretty funny.
Where has Jason been? Did he get raptured already?
He's pretending to be raptured. He's imagining he got raptured.
He's not even answering my texts.
I know. He's like antisocial now.
No. He's with his daddy.
Man, I am not talking to these crazy people anymore. I thought I could help him. But
like, when I say till Friday, I mean till Friday.
When I say I'm not getting that iPad, I'm not getting that iPad.
Yeah. When the Lord says I'm not going to work at Home Depot, I am not going to work at Home Depot.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, it's how we stay sane. We stay crazy.
It is so February in 2013, and destruction comes on Christmas Day, okay? So that's our calendar.
Oh, dear.
Even people that aren't Christians think that March 22nd
is the 20-minute one.
I watched part of it.
That he did this morning. Dustin did like a 20-minute video this morning, and I'll tell you what, that boy can talk. He went. He made
Chris,
me shoot
you're not allowed to say that,
talk.
Chris.
What's that?
You're not allowed to say that. That boy
Why?
Can talk.
Oh.
Because it's ironic.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm just kidding, Chris.
Well, no, he crammed like a 60-minute message in 20 minutes in that video.
Apparently, Chris, you cannot state the obvious.
All right, we're going to
take
on.
You got my brain on overload, brother.
614, you're on now.
I think this is Joe, I think.
Joe?
Hi, this is Chris from Ohio. Sorry, I had myself on mute.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
So, yep, I'm doing good. Just can't wait for the rapture. So.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen, Allie.
Man, there's nothing to do in this boring world.
I know.
I know, I can't even get Katie to go on Netflix.
The only fun thing to me right now that seems fun would be rock climbing.
Or
I don't know. Like me and Judy
or...
have been killing time on Netflix, and I'll tell Katie, go on Netflix, and she's all like, no. I'm like, well, I can't help you.
I can't really relate to, you know, all the chat room stuff because food just tastes bland to me. I'm like, can't we get some good food like in heaven or something?
Amen.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Gotta get up there first.
Oh. The only thing I can taste is the salt.
Oh.
I know. And then, you know, everything's unhealthy. It's like, oh, this
right,
is terrible.
Right. Gluten, everything, you know. GM with messing with the corn and whatever it is, you know. Oh, goodness.
Everyone's talking about rock climbing in the chat room.
I guess I really
want to go rock climbing because I feel like I'd be going up to heaven, you know.
You won't even need a harness. Up there you fall, you just float down to the ground again.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Alvin. Listen, you know how you were saying there was nothing to do here on Earth?
Yeah.
Well, I feel the same way. So I told the other day, I told God, I said, Lord, just give me the ability to teleport. I want to teleport to the beach or something. And he laughed, and he laughed and said no, because you would just teleport here to heaven.
Ooh, yes, you would. See, he knows you're tricky.
<That's awesome. laughs> Did he really
that was the other day. He told me that.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll be on the beach with you, buddy. Take me home.
Can you taste the food? Can you taste the food?
Oh.
Oh, hey, is Chris still on here?
Yeah. Who? Which Chris?
Oh, no, Chris, the other one. One that talks a lot.
Oh, yeah, he is. I had to meet him.
Oh. I was just gonna say, seeing the beaches, me and Chris are gonna run around nude beach in heaven. It's gonna be awesome.
Amen.
Yes, you could.
I'll make sure I'm not there for that.
Oh, you don't have to.
Chris likes
a certain type of glorified body, man.
Chris likes to rub people's hair.
I have an upgrade in my vision, getting back to, like, the main point of the show here. So God was saying, you know, he was saying now to me, and then he was saying super now last night, and today he's saying really, really now.
Oh,
so, you know,
wow.
This part is, it keeps on changing. So we must be getting closer.
Yeah, my goodness.
My only problem is I just can't figure out if it's better to just leave a note for all my relatives when they'll really care, or to tell them beforehand. And
yeah, they might wonder where he was.
Have them.
I didn't see you. Yeah, I have notes left in the house. You know.
Oh, guys, I got some insight on what Jesus means when he says now.
Oh, yeah, what?
So the other week I was talking to him about that, and out of nowhere he just told me a basic, like, little understanding. He said that as he's taking one step in heaven, days are passing here on earth. So that's why he's saying now, is because that's he's walking to get us now, but it just so happens on earth days are going by.
Amen. Yeah, that's good.
But every step he gets.
Yeah, wow.
Well, he's been walking quite
vision...
a ways, hasn't he?
My vision's moving in slow motion.
He's taking the long route down here.
Yeah.
What if he's on, like, a six-mile walk to the chariot place? I'm just kidding.
My vision's moving, like,
I hope
slow motion, and it takes, like, 24 hours for there to actually be, like, a change. So that's the way I feel, too. Everything, every step is like 24 hours, and however many steps there are.
This chat room is funny. Oh, Judy's calling in. I thought, okay.
Oh, wait, someone said, Rojan's O'Elvin, what a mental picture of Jesus' steps. Oh, yeah, exactly. Definitely.
Judy, you're on.
Hey, can you hear me good then?
Yep.
Okay, so God's word to Little John is that today means today literally. Like, he wants you to believe he's coming today. It's not some esoteric thing out in the future. Like, I just want to make that clear. Like, you will be blessed if you believe the rapture is today. God told us that he's not referring to some weird timing. He's talking in our language. You know, and I just want to encourage everyone with that.
Wow.
Great.
Today literally means today. If you believe that you are going to be taken today, you will be blessed for believing it, and not only believing it, but acting on it according to the faith that God gives you and according to what he's asking you to do. There's a lot of reward in it. There's a lot of glory in believing that it's today. And I guess you can only experience
Luco, she tried.
I guess you can only experience that, like, if you've gone there. Because once you go there, you can't come back. And I think that's why we're talking about the Kool-Aid. Yeah, so today's today. Literally, God says today. And I'll never forget the day he told John, because we were waiting for the probably today to go away. And I was like, I hate the word probably. And he did. So
I always had the feeling he was like, already, he's like been up in the clouds for a while. Because even in the Bible, it says we'll meet him in the air. And he always tells me, I am here now. So.
Wow. This is exciting, guys.
It is very exciting. Very exciting.
Wow. So we should just tell ourselves is that the days on Earth don't matter. It's just today.
Right.
Well, listen, you don't have to tell yourself anything. This is actually quite serious. Like, I'm not, like, joking around. Like, I didn't really get blessed until I started believing that it's okay. When God's not kidding around either, you guys. Like, this isn't some joke. Like, when God lands on a 10-year-old, uses a 10-year-old to announce the rapture timing, you can believe it. And I take it seriously because before I was, like, believing it 98%. I was doing this little thing because he still wasn't coming. And God told me, no, that's not what I asked you to believe. He said, I asked you to believe that I'm coming today, like, in today's time. It's not 10 years away. It's not a week away. It's today. So I guess what I'm saying is when you do that, what happened with me was when I finally believed it, like little John was believing it, then I started experiencing more of God's blessing.
Wow.
And that's just, you don't have to, though. You don't have to believe a prophet. You don't have to even believe God. It's your choice. But when you do, I'm trying to tell people, you're going to be so blessed. You will be so blessed for believing that the rapture is today. I don't know how to
You'll be happy, it. Too.
Yeah, you'll be happy. And, hey, Kate, what's all that interference on the line? It's weird.
Hey, Judy, he just gave me a visual to understand what he meant by now, by me saying that.
Amen.
Hey, we have a question in the chat room, Judy.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
The iPad, if you believed it was today 100%, would you send someone an iPad?
Yeah, that's why I would.
So I know.
Ask the slide till I come.
Can you mute some people because I'm hearing a bunch of static.
There is static, yeah.
All right. Well, we want people to talk. It's just that static is kind of yucky.
Yeah.
So actually, that's a funny question about the iPad because the reason why I would even buy an iPad when I don't have a job and I'm not getting any money is that shows you that I believe it's today right there because I don't have a way to pay for it. You know, I'm living on credit. I'm also living on savings, but what I'm saying is that's proof about the iPad. But the funny thing about the iPad is God was saying to do it, but it won't make it there. It's God playing with my faith. It's God, you know, God speaking. And it really, it's not a joke. None of this has been a joke. God is really coming today. And I'm telling you right now, if you believe it, you're going to be blessed. And if you believe it 10% or 50%, it's your choice. It's just that if you want to be as drunk as we are, if you want to get real spiritually high on spiritual crack, jump into it 100%. I'm telling you, that's when we joke about the Kool-Aid. Am I right, Luca? Is that the Kool-Aid right there?
Yeah. If you want to be a rapture retard and believe bunnies kidnap people, believe it's today every day.
Yeah. 100% belief is going to get you giddy, happy. But everyone has to go there at their own pace. I wasn't there. It took me a little bit. God had to straighten me up a little because I was still trying to understand it with my own understanding. And he's like, you'll understand it all in a blink of an eye, but here's what I want you to believe. So I believe in today, but I also believe in Saturday. I believe in this month, but I believe today. And God rewards your faith, and God is greatly pleased by your faith.
Amen.
Yep. He didn't tell me Saturday. He just said I wouldn't be going to work, and that happens to be on Saturday. It could very well just be right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's
attic went away, Katie. Does anybody else want to talk on the line?
We got 484 and 914-319 and 914-519.
Hello, am I unmuted?
Is that Joe?
Hey, hi, Luco. You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey,
hi, everybody. Sorry, I had my hands so full before. But that was so great. My friend came by, and I was like, dude, check out the show. And we got in the best conversation. I've hung out with him for a year. I had no idea he was even into the Lord. He's moved in from Quebec, from Colorado. And he's like, oh, I want to do communion with you guys. It was far out. It was so cool. But anyway, I'm just not a big talker, as my few people I do talk to every day know. But it is today for sure, because I was just in Florida, and I thought it was then, and this and that. I got pulled over, of course, in Florida because I look like a hippie, because I am one. So it was, I guess my sister's headlight and taillight were out, and it was weird. The Lord's like, he's calling back. I was like, he's going to hold me, everything was happening, long story short. But anyway, I'm like, since I got back, I was like, I got to go get my license, you know, renewed. He's like, don't worry about it. But he gets, like, don't even do it, like I'm getting now. But I've also, my car back here in New York hasn't worked for a month, and the whole time I'm like, you know, Lord, this is kind of, you know, it's like, honestly, I'm going to come before you get that car fixed, and all it needs is a new battery, but I'm just not inclined to do it.
It's funny you say that, because I just renewed my license yesterday, and I was sitting there, I was like, imagine while they're taking my picture, I just get raptured.
I'm just going to go along with not doing it. I just asked my friend, like, I go to the store tomorrow, I'm like, hey, can you give me a ride? He's like, yeah, totally. I was like, all right, cool. But, all right. Give me a call on your way. Make sure I'm still here. I'm definitely feeling it. And it's funny because I'm actually drinking grape-flavored Kool-Aid right now. So.
Hey, Joe, are you ever going to share about the crows?
You know, I was going to text you about that. Last night, my little brother's sick, so I just had to deal with that. But I'm still looking. I spent like an hour on it today, but I've been up most, I was up most night. Still looking, it's so weird. Like, I'm starting to wonder if this was, like, just something I was told when I was younger and remember it because I was told to remember it, because I cannot find the scripture anywhere. But there's a few things, a few signs that I was told. You know, one, though, the crows would enlarge because part of their, you know, job, I don't get all morbid, but they're the crows, you know, certain signs of the last day. And, yeah, I mean, I'm looking right and left. I'm asking the Lord. He's kind of giggling because he's like, it's true, but, you know, find it, look for it, and, you know, wherever you want, but believe it that it's so. But I am definitely, it's got to be somewhere in Scripture, so I will find it. But honestly, I've only spent about an hour and a half on it so far because I've been otherwise tied up. So as soon as I find out, I will let you all know. I am exploring into
Thank
it.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, not at all. It's fun. I enjoy it. And it's so funny, last night, the Lord, he goes, where's the house that you're at right now? What's the name of the street? And it's like, Crow Hill. I was like, oh, I love when you do that. He's like, hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, all right, I'm going to look into that more for sure, Lord. I'm on it. Yeah, I definitely am going to scratch that itch as soon as I have a minute to do so.
Awesome.
Yeah, did you see any big ones today, by the way?
I mean, I see them all the time. Not as big as the ones I saw the other day, but still, they're everywhere.
It's like that. I mean, obviously, it's called Crow Hill because there's a lot of crows. But these are like pterodactyls. But, I mean, honestly, they look like, you know, just not as big as eagles, but really, they're not crows. They're very large, you know, bigger beaks, bigger wingspan. It's just cool. Again, like, I've had this memory ever since I was a little kid of that just being fact. Like, you know, if you guys understand what I'm saying, and you just know that's the case. No one or nothing can convince you otherwise. Like, I just know that. It's always been in there, and that's why it's like, I've even been observing myself. I remember you and I were talking about that, I think the first or second time we talked with Luco together, that I'd been noticing after the last number of years, you know, and watching them since I was a little kid and kind of was, like, given that knowledge.
Wow.
We're so in the last days. Tonight on the news here, they were showing these photographs from the top of that one World Trade Center, whatever they call it. I don't know if the new World Trade Center is called, but from the top of the spire there. And I can't remember whose video, because I saw it a few weeks ago, but someone was going into the significance of that. And, yeah, it was just really cool seeing those pictures up there, though, after seeing that one video. I just can't remember. Oh, well.
Great.
Sorry, everybody.
All right, well, let me know in the chat room if anyone wants to talk. It's hard to know. So, thank you, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Feel free to
hang out with y'all as usual.
Judy, do you have anything you want to say?
Well, we haven't done our countdown in a while. We should do that last minute or two.
Okay.
What do you mean countdown?
Judy,
you
know how
we're going to
work. Judy, let's play your game in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're going to play the Rapture Retard game. You know you're a Rapture Retard when you blank. You fill in the blank. You know you're a Rapture Retard when... Okay, so...
I'll start.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you stay up all night and sleep during the day. Okay, next. Who's next? Somebody say.
I got it.
I'm thinking
I'll
of
you.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you go to school and you don't do any schoolwork or pay attention in class.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you get naked outside.
I think you win, Luco. You know you're a Rapture Retard. Can you guys hear me? It's really echoing.
You're cutting out.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you go on Enoch walks and expect to be translated.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you think your cats get translated before you.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you buy an iPad and you ship it to Alabama from California when you know it's not going to get there.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you're asking your friends if they're still here.
Oh, wait, Chris Slaughter won. She said, you know you're a Rapture Retard when you freak out when you can't find someone.
Right.
Yeah.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you live in the tub because God told you he was taking you from the tub.
So that's why you're always in the tub.
Oh, my God. Hey, Corey said, you know, you're a Rapture Retard when you listen to Rapture-centric radio.
Yeah,
if
you're still here,
you
you're a Rapture
gone
Retard.
Without you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure they've gone
like
without you.
One. I like this one. You know you're a Rapture Retard from Chris Slaughter when you actually like the bad news in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
you know you're a Rapture Retard
when you wanted
to
sign the peace treaty.
Yeah. You know you're a Rapture Retard when you're not proud to be an American.
Oh, yeah. So? You know you're a Rapture Retard when you set Rapture date and they pass, but you still believe he's coming. That's right.
You know you're a Rapture Retard when you think of another date right after your date passes.
It's God the one that's giving you the date. It's like, that's what's so funny. It's not like we picked it up out of our head. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go so far as to say, even if God didn't give you the date, let's just say, I mean, God's given us all of our dates, but let's just say you're somebody who is sitting home thinking about it, and you love God, and you just made a date up. You know, that's still okay, because God told me he loved date setters. He said, people are date setting. He told Little John, he said, people that are trying to guess the day and the hour of my return are excited to see me, and I love it. So you guys, even if God doesn't tell you himself like he's doing with some of us, feel free to date set based on what you're seeing. God loves that. He's so excited that you want to see him so bad that you're
saying
it. Exactly.
I got one. You know you're a Rapture Retard when you feel uncomfortable when you're outside because there's UFOs in the sky.
Yeah.
You don't want to end up in that.
Know your rapture retard when you call someone or text them from the Rapture Centric show and they don't answer you in 30 minutes and you think they got translated.
And then you start telling everybody else that they got translated. And then they freak out too.
You know you're a rapture retard when you walk into a wall because you're looking up all the time.
My biggest rapture retard moment was when Dustin was talking to a bunny. It showed up out of nowhere, and we, me and Katie and Luzo, really thought that the bunny took him, the rapture rabbit took him. That's the retard there.
That's super retard. Super now. Those are super now.
About 2 weeks ago, I felt like a major retard halfway through a 3-mile hike in sneakers and waist-deep snow. I was like, Lord, I have snow pants and boots. I was like, don't sweat it, Joe. Just go, you know, like, I got tons of gear. Can I? He's like, no, leave now. It's time. I was like, all right, I'm on it. You know, I'm out the door. I'm going through the woods,
oh,
like, neighbors. The middle of the night, probably 10 degrees or so. But anyway, I come by to this body of water. He's like, just sit down and spend some time with me. And basically, he showed me something else, you know, on a personal level, but it's like after that, I'm so good now. It's like I know it's today, but it's cool if it's tomorrow. It's cool if it's next week. Like I am, I just got blessed in a different way. And I've taken many rapture retard walks, but that one I actually was really happy with what he showed me. So keep on being retarded. You can't, it, you know that word?
Oh, he loves
yeah.
It. Around, he loves
yeah,
it.
I'm proud to be
another
like,
one. Okay, you know you're a rapture. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know you're a rapture retard when you don't brush your teeth for 2 weeks because you kept thinking he was coming. Okay. So,
you know,
rapture.
Just stand away from us when you're up there a little bit.
Oh.
You know you're a rapture retard when you're driving your car down a hill and you're hoping you disappear so it'll crash into a tree.
Before it does, yeah.
You know you're a rapture retard when you want a meteor to hit your house if Jesus doesn't come today. And Tori said, you know you're a rapture retard when playing the rapture retard is the best. The rapture retard game is the best part of your day.
Oh dear, that's a serious problem.
You get a new realization.
When you eat ice cream for 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I know you're after retard if you eat ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, that's why I've been doing that lately. But I don't wake up until noon, so it's not really breakfast.
Or pizza.
Oh, yeah. All right, we have to wake up for lunch.
Someone said you know you're a rapture retard when you look up at the stars at night and you expect one of them to take you.
Oh.
That made me laugh because I've actually done that. Like, in the beginning, me and little John would look up at the sky and we just knew one of those stars was going to open up and grab us. We did. We really did.
That's
hey,
sweet.
Guys, our show's about to end, so let's say calm, or you want to share a little more before it's over?
Somebody said, you know you're a rapture retard when you when every bright light in the sky you think is a UFO. You know you're a rapture
yeah.
retard when you almost crash because you're driving and you count down every day.
Yeah.
You know you're
yeah,
a rapture retard when you like
you close your blinds because you're afraid UFOs are gonna see you.
When you suddenly like airplane turbulence. Love that now. I'm like woo.
Spirit on the bright day.
Come.
Gosh, we're nuts.
Spirit in the bright side.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three. Lord, I'm four.
Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles. Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle. I can't sing it low, 100 miles. It's too anonymous. It's too, it's
that was
too
really good. Wow.
Yeah, it's the train and the going off, and there you go. I got through it a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I with the train.
Thank you, Pat.
Oh, you're welcome. Maybe next year, time better. Yeah, you can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Yeah. The other word was, not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go home this way. I can't go home this way. I can't go home. I can't go home this way. And if you miss the train I'm on, you know that I'm gone. And you can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. It means you didn't make it. If you can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Still down here. That's what it means. We've been taken off. That's the whole song. That's what it means. We're on that train. Somebody had a vision of a train taking us. That's what that song was for. Yeah.
I'm ready for that train.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe another time I'll sing "I'm Coming Home" by Johnny Mathis. It's pretty synonymous too with what's going on. Yeah. I don't think we have
Bye,
time.
Bye, guys.
Okay,
love
we'll
guys.
Talk tomorrow morning.
Bye. Love y'all.